Only me. I only have
to be serious now.
All right. The goal today will be to get up to approximately the eighth line or so on Gimel Amud Aleph. At any rate, we had, just to briefly catch up, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua as to when we start saying Mashiva Ruach. When are we being mazkir Gevuros Kishamin? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it was Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, it's from the first day of Sukkot. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, it's Miyom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag, it's the last day, which is Lechora Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Very good. That's right, Shmini Atzeres. As a side note, I met with a non-from client of mine in America who said he was in Israel recently, and he went to Shmini Atzeres. He was trying to reference Karnei Shomron, but since there was a shin in there, he called it Shmini Atzeres. At any rate, that's the status of the Jewish world in America. At any rate, we begin here with Karnei Shomron, and the Gemara says like this: Iboiluhu. The Gemara asks a question. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, who says that we start from Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Meheicha Gamirla. So where does he learn this from? Where is he learning this principle that we start being Mazker Gevuros Kishamim from the first day? Mi Lulav Gamirla, does he learn it out from Lulav? Because we know we take Lulav in the first day. O Minisach HaMayim Gamirla. Or does he learn it out from Nisach HaMayim? So the Gemara immediately is going to want to know, what's the chiluk? What's the nafkamina? Why do I care where Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from? So the Gemara says, "Mi lulav gamerla." Do we say that he learns it out from lulav? Ma lulav bayom afaz kar bayom. Just like the lulav is taken in the beginning of the first day, so too we would say that the hazkaras gerus kashamim is also done from the first day. O dilma minusach hamayim gamerla. Or maybe I would tell you that he learns it out from nisach hamayim and ma nisach hamayim miurta. Just like Nisach HaMayim is done from the nighttime, the Amar Mar, because we have a reference to this in the Gemara in Temura that says, "Umin chasam v'niskehem, afilu balayla," that the Menachos and the Nesachim are done even at night. It's actually technically the Menachos and Nesachim of the Korbanos are done the night after the Korban is brought. But we see from here that the Mincha and the Nesachim are done even at night. So maybe if we say that Rabbi Eliezer learns from Nisach HaMayim, maybe I would tell you that we can even start from the first night. So it would play a nafkamina. That would be the nafkamina as to whether he's learning it out from Lulav, which would be day one, or is he learning it out from Nisach HaMayim, in which we can say that he's even learning it out at night.
So if it's the night, wouldn't that be the night after the first day?
It wouldn't be the night after. The drusha that we have, from there we would learn that it can even be done at night.
I don't know how much familiarity I have with the Nisach HaMayim. Is the Nisach HaMayim that it can be brought at night, or it is
normally
brought at
it's Nisach HaYayin? Normally it's Dayin, which is
that's brought with Korbanos.
Yes,
right?
Which is brought with Korbanos, and it's usually brought after the Korban. Okay. After the Korban is brought, we do the Nisach HaYayin. The Gemara here wants to learn that Nisach HaMayim is tied into the same din as Nisach HaYayin, and Nisach HaYayin can be done even at night following the Korban. So too, perhaps Nisach HaMayim can also be done at night.
Can be or is?
I guess we would say that the Nisach HaMayim would be at night, in which case we would say that Mashiv HaRuach would start, the Hazkara would start at night. Yeah, we would start. We would have to start it at night.
They would the Nisach HaMayim on the first night of Yom Tov?
No, they're Motzi. The Mishnais and Sukkah talks about it.
Yeah, there's
the Nisach HaMayim is only on the second night of Sukkot.
That's what I thought.
Nisach HaMayim is done on the second day of Sukkot because we don't paskin like this. Because we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer.
Oh, I see.
Right? The Gemara just to give you a summary, the Gemara here is going to discuss really a number of opinions as to when Nisach HaMayim takes place. And really, we're going to have, from there, we're going to extend five opinions as to when we're mazker gevuros kishamim.
So Nisach HaMayim is done seven times after each of the seven what musafim?
I don't know lahalacha how we paskin, because there's even an opinion that says that Nisach HaMayim is done all 8 days, meaning 7 days plus Shmini Atzeres.
Okay, but then if it's done at night, that means it's done like Mote Shmini Atzeres the last time, since
right,
it's at night.
Right.
So why is the
right?
If it's
If
not
it's no, it would be done on Shmini Atzeres. It could be done at night. It's a filu belayla. It can be done even at night. I don't think it would. I don't think we would say that on the last day. But we would do. You could do nisuch hamayim on motzei Shmini.
It's not Yom Tov anymore.
Right. I don't think we would do that. I think it would go up to Shkia Lechora.
Which one of the dinners say Moshe goes from nisuch hamayim?
Right. The question is that does Rabbi Eliezer learn nisuch hamayim? Does he learn mashiv haruach from nisuch hamayim? If he doesn't learn out from nisuch hamayim, then we don't have to say any of this is true. We don't have to say that that just like nisuch hamayim is at night, so too hazkaras geshamim is at night. It could be that he learns it out from lulav, in which case the question is moot, because lulav is done during the day. Lakuli alma, nobody takes the lulav at night. It's right. But lakach lamachem bayom arishon.
So just to clarify, you said Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can do nisuch hamayim at night.
We don't know what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The Gemara is clearing a shaila. Do we say that he learns Gevurah Geshamim from lulav? In which case, he would say that we do we're mazker geshem during the day, or do we say that he's learning it out from the nisuch hamayim or nisuch hayayin? In which case, we might say that he even does it at night. And he would say, therefore, he would mention Geshem afilu belayla, even the evening time,
the first night of Yom Tov.
Even the first night of Yom Tov. That's the question. That's a nafkamina. Tosfos mentions another nafkamina. According to Tosfos, he doesn't even have this whole girsa is like wiped out. Tosfos's girsa is just iboiluhu Rabbi Eliezer mehecha gamerla milulav gamerla, or does he learn it out from nisuch hamayim gamerla? That lechor is Tosfos's only girsa. He doesn't even have the rest of this because Tosfos mentions two nafkaminas. And one of them is the Gemara's Nafkamina. So it's a very strange Tosef.
What? Where are we passing? I mean, basically, in the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Sukkah. They didn't do Nisuch HaMayim on the first day of Sukkah.
You know that for a fact.
Is that true?
I'm asking you.
I always thought that.
You're confusing me. I don't know. You got
that true? You know better?
I don't know. I don't know. The last time I did Nisuch, I got to tell you, it's been a while since I did my Nisuch HaMayims. Been a little while.
Talks about the whole serve Murbios and they went to Motzah night.
The two Zev started.
Yeah, was that
the first night of Yom Tov? Yeah.
The first night of Yom Tov.
Mostly
the first night of Yom Tov.
Exactly.
And that's
the
first
time. Water.
That's where they drew the water.
Right, and they used it.
Okay, there. That's the opinion of Rabbi Huda ben Beseira. We're going to see that in a couple lines. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira says that Nisuch HaMayim was done from day two. He learns it out from the reference that the Gemara is going to say from Mayim, Mem Yud Mem, the extra letters. We're going to get there.
But the one for day two is for day one.
No, it's day two. It's day two. It's not for day one.
They draw the water.
Yeah, they drew the. It's for day two. It's a day two thing.
You have to draw water, so Shafta Mayim Besusim. It's only after you.
Okay. In any case, that's Gemara's Shaila. So the Gemara is now going to answer. The Gemara says, Toshma, to Am Rabbi Abau, Lo Lam to Rabbi Eliezer Elam Lulav. Right, so very simple. He learns it out from Lulav. In which case, we would say that he would hold that Hazkaras Geshem is only done at daytime. Because if you learn it out from Lulav, Lulav is never taken at night. So that would be the Nafkamina that Lechora Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Abau, learns it out from Lulav. So we take it on the first day. There are some that say that Rabbi Abo learned this halach l'mosh mi-Sinai. This was a Kabbalah that he had, that Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from Lulav. And some people say, no, he actually heard a brisa that supported this claim that Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from Lulav. Maihi, what is such a brisa? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, we have a brisa. It says, when do we mention Geshem? Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Mishas Netilas Lulav. From the time you take the Lulav, when do you take the Lulav?
Day one.
Day one. It's Alos HaShachar or Netzacham, whatever you want to call it, of day one. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanachasa. Rabbi Yeshua says it's the time of the Hanacha, the time when you put down the Lulav. And when you put down the Lulav, Lechora, you put down the Lulav at night following the seventh day. So it's really from the night of the eighth, right? Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah
really
said,
I thought you really put it down the morning of the seventh after you bench it.
Well, yeah, but you could, but lulav is kasher kalayom. You have all day to take lulav. B'di'evid, you can take it. I feel not al shulchan. The Mishnah says in the Sukkah, you can even take it when you're eating. If you didn't take it during the morning, you could take it during the day. You could take it in the afternoon. You could take it. if you slept late, right? Is there any other examples of how you could take it in the afternoon? Okay?
My wife says it.
What? So very good, all, your wife does it.
At the end of the day, she's already in Tekula, isn't she?
Yeah, there you go.
You said it with that accent, right? That was with, you, was with her, your wife's accent?
She doesn't have an accent.
Oh, she doesn't have an accent. Oh, she's isn't she Belarus?
Polish.
Polish. Close enough.
She speaks good English.
Okay. Okay. Fine, so here we go. Fine. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishas Hanachaso, from the time we put down the lulav, that's when l'chora we bench. Right, that is when we start saying Geshem. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Holvar ba'as minam alalu inam ba'im el l'ratzos salamayim." Rabbi Eliezer is going to lay proof to his claim that it's the first day in which we start mentioning Geshem. Why is that? Because the form meaning that we take lulav, esrog, hadasim, and aravos, einan ba'im el l'ratzos salamayim. Those are coming to appease Hashem. They're coming to butter up Hashem for Mayim, so that he should bring water. And just like these four species, they're impossible, they cannot grow without water. So too, it's impossible to have, the world cannot sustain itself without water. So in other words, if we're going to take the Arba Minim on day one, and the Arba Minim are representing, it's signifying, they're being meratza towards mayim, so they're lechora mentioning mayim. Just in taking them, you're mentioning mayim. So it makes sense to say the time you take the arba minim is the time you would mention geshem, because you're lechora, you're doing an action.
It's a svara, though, right? It's a
svara, exactly. It's not a raya. It's a svara. That's what he's gonna say. And that's where Rabbi Yeshua is going to attack him. And Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says to him, "No, alog geshamim bechag enu elu simin klala." He says, "No, you can't say that, because geshem during the chag is a simin klala." So Rabbi Yeshua, l'chor Rabbi Yeshua, is not going to argue with the fact that that netilas lulav is coming to b'meratzah l'mayim. I don't know if the svara of taking the lulav, if the tam hamitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua is arguing with. I don't know if he's saying that the purpose of the Arba Minim is not to be Meratz El Amayim. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's the entire purpose. It's to be Meratz El Amayim. I don't know if Rabbi Yeshua is arguing with that, or if he's saying it might be that the Lulav of the Arba Minim are coming to be Meratz El Amayim, but nevertheless, we're not going to be Mazgir Bepeh Gevuros Geshamim during a time when it's a Simon Kalala. It's one thing to do the action, it's another thing to to daven for it, or to mention it in our Nosach HaTfila. I don't know which way Rabbi Yeshua is learning this over there. L'chor, there are other reasons for the mitzvah of Lulav and Arba Minim, other than being Meratz El Amayim. But I don't know. I didn't see the Sefer HaChinuch on it. But so I don't know which way Rabbi Yeshua is leaning when he makes this claim. But he says that at any rate, the water is a mayim is a simen klala. So therefore, it can't be that we are to mention a simen klala during the time when we dafka need it not to rain. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, "Yeah, afani lo amarti lishol ela hazker. I didn't say you should ask for rain. I'm just mentioning rain. This is the way. This is the ritzoi.
Is this shot on the huskers that it should come in due time? Not that it's coming right now.
Yes, exactly. So exactly. That's
the Mishnah said that.
Yes, the Mishnah said
it's
that exactly.
Also, this which is, means it's mono.
Wow. Very good. Good job, man. You're holding. That's very good.
We had a week and a half on this.
We did have
a... So despite taxis, okay. It was time.
Very good. Yoshkayach. Okay, we're going to get there. Exactly. So he's going to mention it again here, I think. But at any rate, you're right. So the Hazkara is simply to be masked. It's simply mentioning the wonders of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, that he is to bring rain ba'onaso, but it's not a she'elo. We're not asking for rain now. So he says, "Afani lo amarti lishol lahaskir." I'm just saying to mention it. I'm not saying anything about asking it. Ukashem shetchias amesim. He goes further than he did in the Mishnah. Ukashem shetchias amesim mazker kol shana kula ve'ena ela bismana. Just like tchias amesim, we mention every single day, three times a day, and that only happens bismana. There's only a specific time for tchias amesim. Now is not the time for tchias amesim. We'd love it now, but it's not now. Why? Because you need to have it, you need to have your Motzei Mashiach. Mashiach needs to come, then we have Tchiyas HaMeisim. So there's a pecking order here.
In other words, that the whole bracha is a mazkir of Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's
yes.
not a...
Exactly.
It's these not are, a...
Right? Right.
We don't have in the... We don't have a... But do we have a bakasha in the Shemoneh Esrei for
Tchiyas HaMeisim? No. It's a, but then Menatol Tchiyas HaMeisim is part of the Brachos HaShevach. Right? The three brachas HaShevach.
Mm-hmm. So you can ask the same question with the Beis HaMikdash that we dabbled for. There's so many things. In other words, it could happen chik-chak ASAP. So
it could happen chik-chak ASAP. So, this is what the Gemara is going to say. This is what the Gemara is going to say. It's going to say that. But right now he's saying, listen, this is not... Right now we don't have Mashiach, so this is not the time to be asked to Tchiyas HaMeisim. There's an order to things, and this is not the time. So Kachmas Kiyam Gvuras Kasham Kol Shana Ve'in Al Bezmanam. So too Gvuras Kasham is the same way. We can mention it all year round, but even though it's only going to come at a specific time, there's only certain times when it's beneficial for us, i.e., after Sukkot until Pesach. After which, after Pesach, it's no longer a brach anymore. It becomes a klala. If you're doing a harvest and you got rain, then you got problems, as we'll see. Lefichach says Rabbi Eliezer, in Bola Hazgir, if a guy really wants to mix things up in his Shemona Esrei, Kolo Shona Kula Mazgir, he's allowed to do so. He can do it all year round if he wanted to. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's claim. Eliezer's claim is you can technically be Mazkir Geshem all year round. It just happens to be that on day one of Sukkot is when the Chiyuv kicks in. That's when we have a Chiyuv to be Mazkir, and that's part of the Ritzui, right? You need to have, if you want to ask your father for the car keys, you got to tell him what a wonderful father he is first. Yeah? The rain is our car keys, just in that mushel, right? Okay?
Get it?
It's a little ishma.
What?
Lishma.
What's Lolishma?
To butter up your phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. I'm a master.
Boilishma.
So, what?
Lolishma,
Boilishma. Exactly, right. That's I've lived my whole life like that. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, I'm Rani. What? Exactly. We're scaring him away.
What he said?
I'm just joking. Your son has to turn 16 years old first before you give him the car.
Right, exactly. In Israel, it's 16.
We get kicked out of his yeshiva.
Israel, it's much more.
I don't know. My kids talk about how they have their driver's license from Legoland.
So
Legoland, yeah. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer ani, I say, Mishosh mafsik l'shala, kach mafsik l'hazkara. From the time that you stop asking is when the time that you stop mentioning it. So Lechora, Rebbe is not really saying anything much different than Rabbi Yoshua. He's arguing with Rabbi Eliezer clearly, because Rabbi Eliezer says you can mention it all year round. If you want to mention it during Shas Tzira, during summertime, you can mention rain all year round. Rebbe says no, if you're being mafsik to ask for it, i.e. Pesach times when we stop asking for it, we stop saying the same tal, so then that's when you have to stop mentioning it. As well. So you can't say Mashavah Ruach then either. So that's what Rebbe says. Lechora, I think that Rebbe would say also, I'm not positive about this, but I think that Rebbe would say, just as when you stop asking for it, you stop mentioning it, so too, when you start asking for it, you start mentioning it. I think, I haven't seen this anywhere, I haven't even looked around, but I think that possibly Rebbe would say that the Hazkara, whereas Rebbe Yeshua says the Hazkara is on day 8, right? It's the last day of Chag. I think maybe Rebbe would say that it's not. It's whenever we start asking for it, which the later Mishnayos are going to say, when do we start saying the same tal? When we start saying the same tal is also when we start saying Mashiva Ruach. If I'm right, then that would be a big chiddush, and that would be really a third opinion as to when we start saying Mashiva Ruach, which would be when we start asking for rain. I don't know if this is true. But if it's true, then L'chora, if what I'm saying is true, L'chora, Rebbe is not learning that Mashiv HaRuach is a Ritzui. Right? It wouldn't be like you're not buttering them up. Because you wouldn't butter somebody up, the Shas, you're asking for it. The Mashiv HaRuach works in tandem with the same Tav.
Could it be buttering up? Because the Bracha of Gevuros comes before the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu, Birkas Hashanim.
Yeah, but these are different. These are different sugim. These are different types of brachos entirely. The bracha of Mevarech Hashanim, Berachas Hashanim, that's a bracha of bakasha. Mashiv HaRuach is not a bakasha. It's a shevach. It's
exactly,
a praise of Hashem.
But exactly.
And therefore, you want to say what?
That when you're praising him for Tchiyas HaMeisim,
yeah.
You're also praising him for Gevuros Geshamim.
Right. That's right.
So that when you get to Baruch Aleinu, you can say, and Hashem, by the way, could you please give us some rain now too?
Right.
So it's not buttering up. You say that's not buttering up?
Oh, you're saying...
It might not be buttering
up
for weeks and weeks before the first...
Uh-huh. All right. Could be. Could be.
I don't know.
Could be. I don't know. Rav Schechter and YU used to always, whenever I would go up to Rav Schechter and give him a svara, so whenever he wanted to tell me that it was a really bad svara, he would say, could be, I don't know. That was his way of saying it's a terrible svara.
So was mine.
No, I'm just kidding. Terrible? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Okay.
It could be a very good svara. I don't know. Anyway, so it says Gemara like this. So that's another shita. That's the shita of Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira says, when are we mazkir Geshem? So he says, we're going to learn it out from B'sheni B'chag Hu Mazkir. He says, as we'll see, we're going to learn it out from Nisuch HaMayim. And he's going to say Nisuch HaMayim is from day two. So therefore, so too Mashiva Ruach HaMar Da Geshem is from day two. Rebbe Kiva Omer B'shishi B'chag Hu Mazkir. Rebbe Kiva says, no, it's B'shishi B'chag Hu Mazkir. We're mentioning it from day six. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Aimer. We'll see why he holds day six as well. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Aimer. Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. We'll see who this Rabbi Yeshua is next week. I'm going to leave you guys right on a little cliffhanger over here. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua? He says, "Ha'overlifnei ateva b'yom tov achun shel chag." The person who does chazaris hashatz, the chazan, who goes up on the last day of the Chag, ha'achron mazkir, harishon eino mazkir. The last person is mazkir, meaning the Baal Musaf is mazkir. And harishon, the Baal Shachris, what?
Sorry, I'm
isn't that the
sorry,
same statement
I
that's made
you
in the Mishnah?
What?
I don't know if it's in the name of the same person. But
it's not
in
the name of
the
same person, but it is the same statement. It's not, in the Mishnah it's Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. But as we'll see, really if you think about it, I'll get to your question in a second. I don't think I was clear. But we had the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua before when he was arguing with Rabbi Eliezer. And he said that we start mentioning it already from day 8, Mishas Hanachasa, when you put down the lulav. Now you put down the lulav at the end of day 7. Which means that he would say you start Mashiv HaRuach in the beginning of day 8, which is Mariv time of day 8. This Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, we know it's got to be a different Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua, here, this Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, is saying that the Baal Musaf mentions it on day 8. Not at night, and not Marv time. We mention it day 8. The Baal Musaf does. Let me read this again for you, just to unconfuse you. Yeah? Rabbi Yehuda Mishum... Oh, you're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, I'll say it again. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer ha'overlifnei atev Rabbi Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, the Chazan, who gets up on the last day of the Chag, ha'achron mazkir, the last one, meaning the Baal Musaf of the day. The Baal Musaf mazkir, he mentions Mashiv HaRuach, harishon eino mazkir, but the first one, meaning the Baal Shachris, does not mention it, because we're still saying Morid Atal. Yes, the Zawi Paskin. Biyom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, the first person, meaning the Baal Shachris, still mentions Mashiv HaRuach, and it's not until Ha'achron, it's not until Baal Musaf, Eino Mazkir, he's no longer mentioning Mashiv HaRuach. We switch back to Morid Atal, right? If you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, if you're a Ben Chutz Laretz, maybe not so.
Depending on your Nusach.
Depending on your Nusach. As we will see, Tosas on Gimel and Aleph mention that. Anyway, that's the end of that.
You're talking about Morid Atal?
Yeah, Morid Atal. Don't worry about it right now.
Okay.
At any rate, we have a number of shitas over here. According to Rabbi Eliezer, your Mazkir Geshem on day one. According to Rabbi Yeshua Lachora, it's already at the night of day 8. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's day 2. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's day 6. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, it is day 8. So we have a number of shitas. You're getting a test on this, so Monday, just be prepared. We'll go over on Shabbos. This is a test. Bukhina, no? No? $20 reward for Bukhina? What do you think? Yeah. Then you're game.
I think we want people to show up.
I should have put that on the flyer.
Yeah, right.
By the way, will the Gemara discuss why we're only Mazkir Tal in the kayit, but we are only
yes.
Bakasha antal together with the geshem matar in Baruch Leinu in Chorach.
And okay, yeah, the Gemara will get to that. I mean, it won't discuss exactly that, but it's going to discuss what role tal plays in general. Okay, Gemara and Dav Gimel. Amud Aleph and Amud Beis are going to discuss that tal has a really a different purpose. It's entirely different. Tal and ruach are very, very different than geshem matar.
We don't even ask for ruach.
Correct. And we don't even ask for tal if you're a ben chutz la'aretz. We don't even have to ask
ben
for tal.
Chutz la'aretz with Ashkenaz. Which apparently, I don't know, according to the art scroll in the back, it says there are those who are maskir it.
Fine. But if you're not maskir, let me ask you something. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not maskir tal. You have to go back?
I have no idea.
You don't.
I haven't asked.
You don't. The answer is you don't. I don't know that for a fact, but I don't think you do.
If you say Nesama, Mashiach Baruch Hamid.
Yes, that's a different story, and we'll get to that. The Gemara is going to get to that. Gimel Amud Beis. Fine. At any rate, we have a number of shitas over here, yeah? So the Gemara anyway goes back to take care of unfinished business. The Gemara says, wait a minute, Rabbi Eliezer had a very good svara before. He said you could do it all year long. Why can't you do it all year long? Just like Tchias HaMesim, you mentioned all year long. Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer had a very good svara to Rabbi Yoshua. What's Rabbi Yoshua's retort? Amar Lach, Rabbi Yoshua would say back to Rabbi Eliezer, Bishlam Tchias HaMesim. No, Tchias HaMesim is a different zach. Tchias HaMesim, I can understand mentioning it all year long. Maskir the Kul Yom Azmanehu. Because every day, like Rabbi Simcha wanted to say, it's always the Zman, right? The Mashiach can come Keheref Ayin, and then all of a sudden, the request for Tchias HaMesim, or at least the praise of the mention of Tchias HaMesim, is relevant, is immediately relevant, right? You want to tell me when it comes to Geshem that any time it comes, it's a good thing? It's time? It is not. The Hatzlan, because we have a Mishnah that says, I think there's a Mishnah later on, is it not? Where is this? The come on your base. There's a mission on your base. Yatsa Nisan v'yarduk shamim. If Nisan comes out, right? Once Nisan passes and Geshem comes, Simen klolahem. It's a Simen klolah shenemar. For those of you who have done Nach Yomi, right? All zero of you that have done Nach Yomi. So shenemar, as it says.
Yatsa Nisan or not Yatsa Pesach?
Yatsa Nisan. It says Yatsa Nisan.
Even for Rosh Chodesh?
Right. It's really, I think it should be. What? What is? This? Really?
Huh.
Wait, Yatsa
yeah,
Nisan.
I wonder what the
Yatsa Nisan meaning.
Shermilakachti.
I see. That's Kesher. Very good. That's very good. I was wondering. Okay.
Wait, Yatsa Nisan means starting from ER?
Makhore means, starting from ER. Starting from ER.
But we stop asking.
Correct.
We stop asking.
Correct. It's not Meduyik. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why the Mishnah says Yatsa Nisan, not Yatsa Pesach. I don't know. Makhore has to do with the katsir, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, the harvest, the harvesting of the crops.
Right.
Shenemar, as it says, halo katsir chitim ayom. Shmuel is getting very upset with the people because the people are starting to ask for a king. Shmuel says, why? I'm not good enough for you. So Shmuel threatens and he says, I'm going to bring rain. This is katsir chitim ayom. This is the time for the harvest of wheat. It's summertime and I'm going to bring rain. This is his threat to the Klal Yisrael for asking for a king. So we see
what does it say that?
Did it Taka rain? Are you sure?
When?
It did. It rained.
Says,
yeah, it says in the passage that it rained.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I thought it was a threat. I thought he was making a point. I don't think in the pasuk it says that it rained.
No, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, could you look that up for me? Because I don't think it's true. I think it was a threat. I don't think he was saying that it's going to rain. I think he's threatening them, saying, you think it's a good thing for you to bring a king? I'll tell you it's not a good time. Just like it's not a good time to have rain. Anyway, I don't think the pasuk says that. I could be wrong. At any rate, Back to where we were. We had a 5 or 6 way machlokes as to when the Hazkaras Geshem is, and it's tali on, for some of the opinions, it's going to be tali on Nisuch HaMayim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer Besheni bechag hu mazgir. On the second day of Sukkot is when we're mazgir Geshem. My time under Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir come up with day two? That sounds pretty random to me. No, the Tanya, because it says in a brayso Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer Nemar Besheni veniskehem. When it comes to the Korbanos HaChag, it says, and their Nesachim. So L'chore could just say V'niska. It doesn't have to mention the extra Mem. Why does it say V'niske Hem? V'nemar B'shishi V'niskeha. Unisacheha, you're right. And it's libations, so there's an extra Yud there, because it could just say V'niska. V'nemar B'shvi K'mishpatam. It could just say K'mishpat. But it has an extra mem, so we have an extra mem in day two, an extra yud in day six, an extra mem in day seven. Mem yud mem hare kan mayim mikan remez l'nisuch hamayim in haTorah. That's how we know nisuch hamayim is a remez to nisuch hamayim from the Torah. So why is he saying that we should mention it on day two? Where does day two come from? He says the chiramizi luhu bikra b'sheni hu deramizi. Why? Because when do we start with this whole drasha? This whole remez. The remez starts with day two. On day two, it says v'niskehem. That's where the extra mem yud mem starts. So if you're going to say it starts on day two, it makes sense to say that the nisuch hamayim is referenced on day two. So too, if we're going to learn geshem from nisuch hamayim, it should also be started on day two. Hilkach b'sheni midkarinan. Therefore, on day two is when we start mentioning it. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir is learning that mashiv haruach, the mention, is clearly linked, kashur, to nisuch hamayim. And nisuch hamayim is day two. Yeah? Day two. That's where we get your mishnah from.
We pass the halacha with Ramosim? We use Ramosim as means of passing the halacha?
Lechora, if this man is right, that day two is when they did, is when they started the Nisuch HaMayim, started preparing Nisuch HaMayim, so then Lechora, yes. Now we're gonna have a later opinion that says that Nisuch HaMayim is Hilchas HaGmirila. That's Halach Moshe Misinai. But that's Halach Moshe Misinai, that it's all 7 days. According to Rehubdan Beseira, it's only starting on day two because of this remez. So we can pass on this remez. Not only that Nisuch HaMayim starts on day two, but that as a result, Mashiv HaRuach is mentioned on day two. So it's a twofold halacha that we're learning from this remez. But Rabbi Kiva Amar Bashishi B'chagu Mazkir. Rabbi Kiva says, it is day six when we start mentioning Mashiv HaRuach. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Bashishi, and it says on the sixth day, V'niskeha. Sorry, Unisacheha. I'm sorry. You sure it is Unisacheha? You have it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Alright, well, alright.
I don't have the Nekudos here, okay, but I thought that's what
if the Valkyrie said it is, I am sadly mistaken. So, Unisacheha. So at any rate, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from the word unisacheha. And its libations, that's what it literally means. Unisacheha means, and its, the korbans, libations. So there are two. B'shnei nisuchan akas medaber. You see that the pasuk is clearly referencing two types of nisuchim. Echad nisuch hamayim ve'echad nisuch hayayin. So one of them is the typical nisuch hayayin. And one of them is the extra
only
nisuch.
Only on the sixth day?
Only on day six, because day six is when we mention it. We have from Rabbi Ben Beseira also said, from the time that we mention it, wherever we mention it is where it kicks in. So day six is where it mentions the extra libations. So that's day six is when we would have the nisuch hamayim. And since it says unisacheha, it's libations, so it's referencing a double libation. So it makes sense to say we're talking about one nisuch hamayim and one the typical nisuch hayayin. But says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ve'ema travayhu dechamra. Maybe unisacheha is telling me that I need two libations of yayin. Where do we get this whole thing about mayim from? There's no reference to mayim in unisacheha. So where does Rabbi Akiva get the whole mayim from? I understand he gets day six, and I understand he gets a double libation, but maybe it's a double wine libation. So the Gemara says no, because Sabalak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to Amar Mizi Maya. That's because he holds a shtickle like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He holds the extra mem yud mem, he just places it on day 6. Why on day 6? Because day 6 is when it mentions two libations. On no other day does it mention a multiple libation. It says v'nitzkehem on day 1, but that's talking about two karbanos. So maybe two karbanos have two different libations, meaning one karban has a yayin, the other karban has a yayin. There's no reference to a double libation on one karban. The only time it does that is on day 6. So since day 6, so then we know, based on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that we have a Nusach HaMayim, and based on Rabbi Akiva, that the Nusach HaMayim kicks in on day 6. But says the Gemara, wait a minute, Isav like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, name a Kavase. If Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, why can't he go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira all the way? Why can't he say if we start on day 2, day 2 is when we first reference, we first hint to the Nusach HaMayim, why can't we start with day 2 also? So the Gemara says, "Kasav Rabbi Akiva kiksev nisuch yisera b'shishu d'ksev." Like we said before, the extra nisuch is only referenced on day 6. So what he'll do is he'll borrow the concept of nisuch hamayim, which is via remez from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but he's not going to take Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira all the way because there's no reference in day 2 to a second libation.
It's an explicit pasuk.
Yes, it's an explicit pasuk. Precisely, an explicit pasuk. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanya. We have another place over here where reference to Nisuch HaMayim. This is another Makor. Rabbi Nassan Oimer. Rabbi Nassan says, Bakodesh Haseich Nesach Shechar Lashem. Right? Bakodesh, in the Kodesh, which is a reference to the Mizbeach. Haseich you shall pour. And Nesach Shechar Lashem. A libation for Hashem. That's what you should do. Haseich Nesach.
So it says double lashon.
Double lashon. It says Haseich Nesach. You should pour the libation. Okay, one's a tzivoy, one's the noun, the Nesach. So the Gemara says b'shnei nisuch when a kasam medaber. By the fact that the Torah double references Haseich Nesach, it's talking about two different types of Nesachim. Echad nisuch hamayim ve'echad nisuch hayayin. So even if you don't hold what?
What do you have to fall back on a remez? Do you have it explicit in the pasuk? Why do you have to go to the remez factor? Let's go. You have a clear pasuk statement.
Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira rely on the remez when he has Rabbi Nassan?
No,
what's wrong with Rabbi Nassan, you want to say?
What would he do with this extra lashon of Nesach? Did you learn this Gemara beforehand? I'm going to slap you.
He learned it already. The Gemara is going to ask that question, essentially. Yeah. Okay, let's just finish this off, and then I have to deal with this question over here.
Right? Just from a simple addictive thing, you would say Haseich Nesach, you pour a Nesach.
One second. We're almost there. You're taking the words right out of my mouth here. Okay. So the Gemara says like this: B'shnei genisuch makas medaber ech nisuch hamayim ech nisuch hayayin. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. No, ema travayu the chamra. Maybe just like we said by Rabbi Akiva, maybe when it says Haseich Nesach, that's only talking about a double wine libation. Who is to say that this is a reference to Nisuch HaMayim? So the Gemara says, well, if you want to say that, then Im Kain, Lichtov Kra, O Haseich Hesech, O Naseich Nesech. It could just use the same word, and one referencing the Tzivoy, the other mentioning referencing the noun, the object, the Nesech, or Naseich Nesech. Either way, You could have put it that way, and I would have learned from the double lashon simply that there was a double wine libation. But by the fact that my haseich nesach, by the fact that the Torah is meshane the word from haseich, from nesach to haseich, or haseich nesach, so shmas mina chadamaya v'chadachamra. So we learn from that shinoi of the pasuk that we're talking one about a wine libation, one talking about a water libation, because if it wanted to reference just two wine libations, it could have just said Haseich Hesech.
Let's say it was just one, what would you say?
If it was one, it's one libation. Period.
No, how would you write it in the Torah? Haseich what?
Haseich Hesech.
Then that's two, though. That's
that good. Would be two wines.
Let's say it was just one wine, what would you write?
What's the pasuk say? One second.
Haseich
v'nizkor v'yisein lakeves v'echad ba'kodesh nesach sheichar la'ashem.
Oh, I see.
Because it already says v'nizkor v'yisein. So I already know there's a nesach.
You don't have to write the verb again.
Right. So the fact that it says haseich nesach, and it's using the verb and it's using a different lashon than the nesach itself, because the word is nesech. So saying hasech nesech.
The verb is unnecessary. Saying it's
the verb is unnecessary.
We can learn from it. I see. I get it.
So what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra do with this pasuk? What was he? What does he?
Does Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra not like Rabbi Nassan? What's wrong with Rabbi Nassan? What's wrong with Rabbi Nassan? Why is the remez of Mem Yud Mem better than Rabbi Nassan? Maybe, I don't know, maybe what does he like about Rabbi Nassan? Maybe he would hold the whole thing as lav dafka. Hasech, nesech, nesech, nasech. Maybe he doesn't, you know, maybe, yeah, maybe it's too far-fetched of a drusha. We're going to stop here. What?
It's too woo-woo, right?
Too woo-woo. There you go.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Yeah. We'll stop here.
Anyway.
I don't know. It's a good question. I'll look it up.
Next
passage. What is the next passage?
You asked me to look up.
Yeah, that's it. Plus
that's
like,
the
passage.
That's the
passage. Right.
That's
the
passage.
You're
not doing your
daf.
You're not being my and then you're
not being my
and you're going to the ready. You passed it.
Not being my what?
You passed Shmuel. Beginning of Shmuel out, right?
Yeah, what? Yeah, we passed it already. I didn't pick up on that part of it.